says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Indeed we can, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. Thanks for tuning us in here on the Trump Phenomenon on April 17th, 2018. I'm James Kelso. The show is live, coming to you from North Dakota. That's my location. The Republic Broadcasting Network that brings it all to you is located in Austin, Texas. And when you call in our show, you'll be talking to the astute engineers there at the radio network. Not just a station, a network of stations set up by John Stadtmiller. You can reach those engineers and this show by calling 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And we'll go tonight wherever you'd like to go on updating ourselves on the Trump phenomenon. It's, think back, folks, to your experience with previous presidents. You could go a week. You could go a month without knowing anything about what a particular president had done and not miss it. In fact, for some of us, you know, during the worst years, like the Obama years, it was almost better not to know what had happened in the previous 24 hours. It was so painful. But here in the Trump era, so much happens in every 24-hour period that you run out of breath just trying to stay up, keep up the pace. And thank goodness we have some websites, some radio shows. This show endeavors to be one of those where you can update yourself, find out what happened, and try to keep pace with this indefatigable dynamo of a human being, 71 years old. One of those websites that I rely upon is Breitbart, of course, if you haven't been listening to the show, if you don't know that. And they do a tremendous service. Their most recent article that's at the top of Breitbart right now is entitled "The Never Trump Aides Run Donald Trump's Outreach to Congress." And what they have done, the service they've provided to all of us patriots at Breitbart, is they have smoked out a problem that Donald Trump is having to overcome. And by smoking it out and publicizing it, they're making it easier for him to fix that problem. And so I'm going to start the show off tonight with a discussion of this article. And that may spark some comments from you. And then we'll go to other developments here in the last 24 hours. Here it is. And this article already has 2,500 comments on it. And it's not unusual to see a Breitbart article with 30,000 comments. That's really encouraging stuff. Think about that. That's new to have a patriot website that has that much of an audience, that has that much of an effect. This is a new article, so it's just starting to get comments. President Donald Trump has just pushed a never Trump advisor out of the vice president's office. but he is still relying on a trio of establishment or never Trump aides who failed to get immigration reforms or border wall funding from Congress in 2017 and 2018. John Lerner, this is the person in question, was hired and quickly dropped by Vice President Pence after Trump discovered that Lerner, John Lerner, had run anti-Trump ads during the 2016 election for the Never Trump Club, Club for Growth group. And then here's the, some reporting on this. Trump was furious when he learned Pence was bringing on Nikki Haley's deputy, John Lerner, according to three sources familiar with the events. The president believed Lerner was a card-carrying member of the Never Trump movement because Lerner crafted brutal attack ads for the Club for Growth's multi-million dollar anti-Trump blitz during the Republican primaries. And then here's a quote from Trump. "Why would Mike do that?" Trump wondered aloud about Pence's decision, according to two sources briefed on the president's private conversations. Now, folks, let's pause just for a moment and contemplate all that we just heard. There's a lot there. Breitbart has got some great sources. I mean, that is really, they've got an ear to what's going on inside the White House. Continuing, on Sunday night, John Lerner withdrew from the job but said he would keep his advisory job with U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. And if you recall, folks, Nikki Haley, our U.N. ambassador, was, as I recall her, she was pretty anti-Trump as governor of South Carolina. I think she switched her views a little bit along there, but she was never a real advocate for Donald Trump. Lerner's quick departure puts the spotlight back on Trump's Capitol Hill liaison chief, Mark Short. So now Breitbart is doing research for us on Mark Short. And if somebody weren't doing this research, folks, we would have no idea. We don't have the ability to do this kind of research. Short was also a prominent anti-Trump leader in 2016, and he has played a prominent role in the White House's failure to have Congress legislate or fund the president's popular immigration agenda. Prior to becoming the director of legislative affairs for Trump, Mark Short worked for Charles and David Koch, who loudly opposed and currently still oppose Trump's populist wage-raising immigration reform proposals. During the 2016 campaign, Governor Mike Pence hired Short as a communications aide, and then Short got the congressional liaison job in 2017. Short got the job instead of Rick Dearborn, the former chief of staff to Senator Jeff Sessions. Now, what Breitbart folks is getting down to the fine grain detail, and that's where things happen. Who are the staffers? Who are the key people? It's not, you know, imagine it's not Donald Trump who calls up, you know, who talks individually to all the Pence, Mike Pence. Well, now this is pretty bold. Okay, folks, this takes my breath away here. Breitbart passes a pretty severe judgment on Mike Pence. They write, and who's the writer here? Let me see who the Breitbart writer is. It's Neil Monroe. He's one of their best. This is one of their most senior writers. Pence is a cheap labor advocate. Ooh, ow, ouch. that's not what you want to be. And an ally of amnesty supporters, such as GOP Senator Jeff Flake. Now, folks, that was a mouthful there. That was a real stern judgment on Mike Pence. I'm kind of amazed of what I just read. So this article is passing judgment not only on some key aides, it's actually going up the food chain to Mike Pence himself, and you'll notice it has attributed the arrival of some of these aides to Mike Pence himself. Remember the quote here we heard from Donald Trump. Why would Mike do that? Ouch. In 2017, Mark Short, this is the man we're focusing on now, pushed hard to get a tax cut, but he failed to get any funding for Trump's top priority, border wall, in the May 2017 omnibus bill. Short got only $641 million for 50 miles of fencing in the March 2018 omnibus, and he failed to win much funding to hire more immigration personnel. Now, what is Mark Short's job? Let's go back up here and look. See, this is more detail than most of us can absorb or notice on our own. His position is Director of Legislative Affairs. Not something you pay much attention to, but is that a key job? You bet. Director of Legislative Affairs. Because what went wrong with that omnibus bill? Donald Trump was led to sign something. Of course, he was quite clear. He hadn't read it. He's trusting aides to get things right. Bring it to him. Tell him it's right. And then he can sign it. He can't, as one man, do all of that work. He's got to have staff who do good work around him. And this Mark Short, he fell short, didn't he? As Director of Legislative Affairs, he set Donald Trump up for a bad move. In 2000, let's see, we'll switch down here. Before the February 2018 Senate defeat of Trump's immigration reforms, Short was described as offering weak support for Trump immigration reforms. Politico reported it this way. In his first year as Trump's top liaison to Congress, Republicans say Mark Short has been more of a facilitator rather than an arm twister. That role will become particularly critical on immigration, that is, arm twister, an issue Congress has spectacularly failed to resolve in the past. Then some other. I'll skip some of the some reinforcement for that thought. During the closed door debates over the 2018 omnibus bill, Short apparently did not report much back to Trump. There you go, folks. There's another big takeaway. Short did not report much back to Trump. So the president was kept in the dark. The man who wanted the immigration changes that we want, kept in the dark by Mark Short. And then it says, President Trump was surprised to learn how GOP and Democratic leaders had united to shortchange his election-winning immigration reforms. So there's your why right there. If you've been wondering what happened, there it is. That's what happened. And Breitbart really helping by figuring this out so that we can put pressure in an area where we, as patriots and the public, normally we don't put pressure. When's the last time you encouraged a president to dump his Director of Legislative Affairs? When's the last time you even knew the name of any president's Director of Legislative Affairs? I don't know that I've ever known the name of such a person, but now I do, thanks to Breitbart, Mark Short. We want Mark Short to hit the road. Senator Lindsey Graham, who has consistently allied with Democrats to oppose Trump's immigration policies and has consistently called for more wage-reducing imported labor, told Politico about Mark Short. I don't know, can I imitate Lindsey Graham? I don't know. I've never done an imitation of his kind of whiny voice. Kind of sounds like a soprano in a choir. He says, I think he does a good job. Well, thank you, Lindsey Graham. I think he does a good job. That tells me something about if Lindsey Graham likes him, there's something wrong. At least one of Short's partners during the 2017 and 2018 closed door budget talks had close ties to the Never Trump camp. According to the Washington Post, they report this way. The details of this spending package should not have been new to the president. Short, Mark Short, Jonathan Slemrod, and Kathleen Craninger, all administration aides, were involved in the negotiations in recent days that went until the wee hours of the morning with congressional appropriators, according to three people familiar with the talks. So there are three people right there that kept Donald Trump in the dark: Mark Short, Jonathan Slemrod, and Kathleen Craninger. That's how betrayal, that's how it happens. That's how the left gets things done, by deception. Jonathan Slemrod has been the associate director for legislative affairs at the Office of Management and Budget since March of 2017, even though he worked on Senator Marco Rubio's 2016 presidential campaign. In 2016, he was also an alternate delegate from the D.C. GOP. But in 2015, he was hired by Senator Marco Rubio as policy director for his 2016 presidential campaign. That campaign failed in part because Trump slammed Rubio's pro-amnesty policies, which called for border control, more guest workers to keep wages low, plus amnesty for all illegals in the United States. And then there's a typo there. Rubio was not calling for border control. He was weakening that. Before the Office of Management and Budget job, Slemrod also worked for Texas GOP Senator John Cornyn. He also worked for Rubio in 2011 and 12, and even for pro-immigration Representative Paul Ryan between 2010 and 2011. I know that seems like a lot of detail, but thank goodness somebody is getting down to that detail, putting it into a major national article at the top of the top right-wing website, Breitbart. They've got the biggest audience of any of our right-wing websites. And so these people, Slemrod, Craninger, Mark Short, and earlier this guy Lerner, they can learn about themselves here on a national headline. The focus is on them. And again, it's an impossible task. How would Donald Trump vet all of these people? How would he line them up, and what kind of interview would he give with them to figure out who are the snakes and who are the real deal? Who are the people I can trust? Do you see the problem that he has coming in as one individual without a team, being dropped into the middle of the snake pit, and he has to fill all these jobs? All of these people actually do something that's required for the functioning of government. And This is how the Never Trump camp is undermining our president. One of the ways they're undermining him, and this is how we're fighting back. Mark Short also worked with Kathy Craninger, who is the Office of Management and Budget Program Associate Director for General Government. Now think about that, folks. You say to yourself, are you going to remember that tomorrow? That Kathy Craninger is the Office of Management and Budget Program Associate Director for General Government. Not in a million years would you remember that. So that just goes by all of us. But meanwhile, Kathy Craninger can undermine our agenda. And then they go into the details of her employment, all these various Never Trump things that she's done. And they go through all the detail. And this is necessary. I won't drag you through this detail. But thank goodness Breitbart has done this, because they are documenting that each of these people are undermining President Trump. And is anybody else doing this work? I don't think so. I don't know of anybody else who has the capacity to do this. And that's another one of the beauties of Breitbart, is that they actually have a real staff, kind of like RBN. They're a bricks and mortar operation. We got a little break here. A good chance for you to call in. We'll see you in just a moment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say, I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying, so and so.
We're back, folks. We are back. That last story, very good work by Breitbart. I'll end off on that because there's just too much detail for a one-hour show. But good to know that somebody is publicizing who these rats are that have insinuated themselves into the machinery of government around Donald Trump. Now, here's an encouraging story about another rat, James Comey. What a strange person. But this is a great story. As you know, James Comey is now burning up the airwaves. He's on national television everywhere, touting his book. It's so forgettable, I can't even remember the title. What is the title of his new book? some pretentious title. His goal is to somehow prove to the American people that he's a great guy. He's wonderful. And Donald Trump is terrible. And he's such an idiot. He's such a despicable person that the exact opposite is the effect. And this is wonderful to see. Breitbart reports it this way: backfire. A plurality of Americans now want James Comey prosecuted. Thank you. The latest polling from Rasmussen reports, one of the most reliable of the pollers in 2016, shows a huge slide in support for James Comey, the disgraced former head of the FBI. Remember, this is the man that Donald Trump fired. A plurality of 46% now want to see him prosecuted for leaking to the media. So how do you like them apples, James Comey? Half of America wants you in prison. They want him prosecuted. That means they want him convicted. Put in prison. They want you behind bars, Mr. Comey. Why didn't you just go off and shut up after you got fired? It's not working. We don't like you. While President Trump's job approval rating continues to climb in both the Rasmussen poll, currently Donald Trump's popularity is at 49%. That's very good. And in the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, in the wake of his public relations blitz, James Comey's numbers have taken a steep nosedive. As far as the job he did as FBI director, Rasmussen discovered that just 14%, this is quoting Rasmussen, just 14% of likely U.S. voters believe that Comey was a better FBI director than most of those who held the job before him. So he's got a 14% support rating. Even those who strongly disapprove of President Trump, even they are not big fans of Comey, with only 21% of these people giving Comey credit as a better FBI director than his predecessors. So America doesn't like you, James Comey. Comey has admitted to leaking details of his classified conversations with Donald Trump to the media through an intermediary. The number of people that want to see him prosecuted continues to climb. In worse news for Comey, his base of support among those who do not want to see him prosecuted has plummeted by 13 points. That's nice. And you can see that's, think about it, folks. Comey is guilty of felonies, along with McCabe, along with Peter Strzok, along with Lisa Page, along with Eric Holder, along with Loretta Lynch, along with Robert Mueller. These people have committed felonies, crimes against America, even treason. And so part of what Comey's doing, he doesn't want to go to prison. Because of his tour, he has had a stunning shift of 18 percentage points among the public against him. The partisan breakdown should also worry Comey and his media allies. Forty-six percent of independents want him prosecuted. 65% of Republicans want him prosecuted. And even 29% of Democrats want him prosecuted. So let's hope that James Comey will soon be charged with the felonies he committed, filing false FISA applications for warrants to FISA judges, lying to FISA judges in a secret court, very sensitive court. That's a felony every time you do it, Mr. Comey. We'll be right back with George in Texas right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And I will roll.
We're back, folks. On the phone with us from Texas is George. George, what's on your mind today?
I'm just getting fed up with these rhino establishment peoples and these Democrats making it impossible for our president to govern.
Well, George, think of this. As you say that, I picture to myself, what is Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals? What comprises Washington, D.C.? Well, It's hundreds of thousands of left-wingers, of deep state people, of corrupt people. How many patriots are in there? How many did Donald Trump find when he arrived? A precious few. And how would he even identify them? Would he say to a crowd of 1,000 prospective appointees and bureaucrats, all patriots, would you raise your right hand? Now, I mean, how do you find this out? Do you do in-depth interviews one at a time, bring them into the Oval Office, ask them to talk about their kids and their dog and their childhood, where they went to college and their political views? He can't do that. He has to rely on that swamp that he was helicoptered into that swamp.
And first, I would have brought people from outside the swamp.
I'll tell you, using the military, he wasn't just helicoptered in; he was haloed in, which I think means high altitude, low opening, which special forces do, jumping out at 20,000 feet and then opening your chute at 1,000 feet. That's at night. That's how he came in to Washington. So it's in a horrible situation, and we've got to understand that it will only get better slowly. Now here's an example. Here's another headline. This is remarkable. And where is Donald Trump going to get the help? It's going to come from it has to come from us, but even from some surprising places. Here's a surprising place, Alan Dershowitz. Would you expect Alan Dershowitz to offer good advice to the president? Well, look at this story that's up today. Harvard Law School professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz told Breitbart News on Monday that Attorney General Jeff Sessions should withdraw his recusal from the Department of Justice's investigation into Trump associates, at least as far as it considers President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Dershowitz said, sometimes you should unrecuse yourself. And I think Attorney General Sessions should unrecuse himself when it comes to the New York investigation, because it's not part of the Russia investigation. He's not a witness or a potential subject there. He's the Attorney General of the United States. He ought to be in charge of supervising the New York investigation, not Rosenstein. Now, folks, that's a surprising moment. Here's a very Jewish Alan Dershowitz, who's telling the very Jewish Rod Rosenstein, butt out. You don't belong here. And Dershowitz has got it right. And here's the interviewer on the radio show where he's being interviewed is another Jewish guy, I'm assuming, Pollack. Joel Pollack. Pollack, who's also, he's a patriot, asked Dershowitz if such an unrecusal from Sessions would lead to a pursuit of obstruction of justice charges against President Donald Trump. Dershowitz replied, Sessions wouldn't try to stop the New York investigation. He'd play the same role that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is playing. He'd be the one to sign off on the search warrant. He'd be the one to be supervising the U.S. attorney, as the Attorney General of the United States always does. See, that's not something I would know. Alan Dershowitz, a great authority on law, he knows this, and that's great advice. Donald Trump doesn't know it either. He's not an attorney. He's not a professor emeritus at Harvard. Sessions, if he unrecused himself, would be replacing Rosenstein, who we have dubbed Rodney the Rat Rodenstein. Rosenstein isn't stopping the investigation. There's no reason Sessions should be recused from the New York investigation. There's surprising help. There is surprising help. Go ahead, George.
Well, I was just wondering, did Rosenstein have the New York prosecutor go go do judge shopping to find somebody who would sign off and authorize this warrant. You know, because I was reading at the judge that they got the sign off of this warrant was a George Soros operative.
Well, yeah, the you know, I think we've dubbing Rosenstein, Rodney the Rat Rodenstein, I think we've fingered the right guy here. This is the guy who's creating all this trouble. He's the guy that brought in Mueller. He appointed Mueller. He is one of the felons. Rosenstein is one of the felons whose record on Uranium One and a whole slew of Justice Department cases is utterly corrupt and reprehensible and prosecutable. And these people, this is the crew that Donald Trump was, haloed into. He landed in that chair in the Oval Office, and people, he didn't know Rod Rosenstein from a hole in the wall. Somebody probably brought him into the office and says, hi, this is Rod Rosenstein. He's the deputy attorney general. He's a really nice guy. You're really going to like him. He's an incredible man of integrity. He's been working in the Justice Department most of his life. This guy's just great. What's Trump supposed to say? You know, you look funny to me. I don't like the way your mother dresses you. No, he's got to go with what the introduction. Okay, yeah, he's a great guy. Okay, all right, he's the deputy attorney general. I hope I can remember that tomorrow with the thousands of people that are being introduced to me. And then meanwhile, Rodney the Rat Rodenstein, who hates Donald Trump, who hates us, is working overtime, trying to cover up for the criminals like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. None of those people, by the way, to this day, has anyone in the FBI or the Justice Department been reprimanded for anything that they did while they were doing all of these felonious things? Is there any reprimand to this day? No. Does Peter Strzok and Strzok and Page still have their security clearances in the FBI? From what I read, yes, they do. They haven't even lost their security clearances, which is not even a reprimand. There's no action against them whatsoever. What that tells me is that's outrageous, but what's more important is what's scary. The fact that they haven't been reprimanded, nothing's been done to anybody with all of this felony going on, it tells me, oh my God, these people are completely in control. That's the only way you could pull that stunt off, to protect obvious felons, people caught with their hands in the cookie jar, those thousands of text messages between Strzok and Page. That's crime. How can they be protected? It means that the crime network, the crime syndicate within the Justice Department and the FBI is so thorough, it's so complete, that even the most obviously exposed felon is not even given a parking ticket.
Yeah, you know,
that's scary. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, the thing is, if I were Trump, and in sessions, I would do what Clinton did with Reno when they first entered in. I would have fired all the U.S. attorneys and all the leadership and replaced it.
Yeah, that looks like and I don't know exactly how that would work, how you would fire the top tier. That might have been the right idea. But that's a drastic, that's a massive surgery. And firing all the U.S. attorneys, for instance, that's one echelon of people. That does not touch the top floors of the FBI building there on Pennsylvania Avenue. Those aren't U.S. attorneys. Those are all kinds of people like Strzok and Page and McCabe. So he would have to put yellow tape around the top floors. I think that's where they lurk in the FBI building, and just say everybody above this floor is fired. But that creates its own problems, and it's not easy to figure out how to extricate oneself from this. And I think Trump's doing it the best way he can, certainly an understandable way. He's going from challenge to challenge. Like today, he's meeting with Shinzo Abe, the prime minister of Japan. Well, George, if you or I had to meet with Shinzo Abe at Mar-a-Lago today, don't you think that would fully occupy all of our attention?
I don't know.
It would. I mean, that would be the biggest event of your life or mine or anybody else in the audience. And you'd be. But what I'm saying is, How much time does he have today as he meets with Shinzo Abe over incredibly important things? He will be discussing, I guess he already has, and will continue tomorrow, talking with Shinzo Abe about one of the most momentous things of our lifetime, the possibility of an end to the Korean War. Donald Trump is actually maybe able to pull this rabbit out of the hat. His strong dealing with Kim Jong-un appears to have induced in Kim Jong-un the thought that he might want to end the Korean War, which is still on. There's an armistice, but it's still on. And more than half a century, way more than half a century, that would be one of the most momentous things of our lifetimes, be an end to the Korean War. But this is a tricky matter for Japan. For instance, one of the questions that Shinzo Abe apparently has to worry about, what if Donald Trump strikes a deal with Kim Jong-un prohibiting intercontinental ballistic missiles? Those are the missiles that can reach you out there, our listeners in the audience. But doesn't address intermediate range ballistic missiles, IRBMs, which can reach every point in Japan. Wow, that's not good. And Shinzo Abe, again, this gets complicated, George. Shinzo Abe, it turns out, for reasons totally unconnected to Donald Trump or America, is involved in his own imbroglios in Japan and is actually in political trouble. He may not be able to even get his own party's renomination for the prime minister position. So Donald Trump has to tread lightly on those eggs because he needs to go into these talks with North Korea with a solid relationship with whoever is leading Japan. He has a very good personal relationship with Shinzo Abe. They played a lot of golf together. He's met with Shinzo Abe more than any other foreign leader. So Donald Trump has a lot of capital invested in Shinzo Abe. He has to do all of that today. How can he worry about Rodney the Rat Rodenstein? You and I have more time to worry about it, George, than Donald Trump will have today. Go ahead with your next thought.
The thing is, my advice to the president is, like I said, I know he's reaching out trying to meet with Putin, but you know the thing? I would do a back-channel thing and just bring, instead of Vladimir Putin to the White House, have him secretly meet up in Mar-a-Lago. You know, and all of a sudden, spontaneous on the news, there they are standing podium to podium.
Yeah. And see, you raise another of the difficulties our president faces. He can't do anything secretly. He can't do anything behind the scenes, which is normal, which is the way we should have a president do certain business. He can't do that. The media has taken that away from him because now that is what? What is that? To have a private phone call with anybody? Collusion. That's collusion, which, of course, is not a crime. But the media has portrayed it to the American people. They've convinced the American people it is a crime to cooperate or to talk privately that's a crime. So Donald Trump, they're hamstringing him. They're making it impossible for him to, on the question of getting the right people around him, how do they hamstring him there? A lot of those appointments have to be confirmed by the Senate, controlled by Chuckie Schumer, who, if a good candidate is nominated, he won't go along with it. If a bad candidate is nominated, Schumer will rush it through. So they grease the skids for bad appointments. They bar the door to good appointments at every turn. Donald Trump, and then you turn around. The next thing you know, some woman that you may or may not have spent an evening with in the ancient past is, you see her on national television with Wolf Blitzer or. I can't even remember the names of these idiots anymore. I don't watch them anymore. What's that guy? Anderson Cooper. How do you endure this? Imagine that, folks. If you saw some old boyfriend or girlfriend, or even someone who wasn't even, who's a faker on national television describing how the date went, what did you do next? What were you wearing? What did he look like? I mean, my gosh, the depth of humiliation to which they're subjecting no man in American history, no man in American history, maybe in world history, has been subjected to this depth of degrading attempt at humiliation. And as a measure of the man, he's up to it. At age 71, he can take it. He hasn't folded. They're amazed. And we haven't folded. This is where the media is having a stroke, is that when they launch their James Comey tour, we hate Comey even more. And we support our president even more. His popularity goes up. Trump's up. Comey's down. The media is going, what's going on? What do they say? Our mojo isn't working anymore. This used to work on the American. This used to work on the American people. We can control them. We've lost control. Help! We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tom is with us in Florida. Hang on, Tom. I'm going to throw a couple more stories out there. One encouraging story. One worrying. And again, we go to Alan Dershowitz. This is sage advice from a real scholar in the law and a man really experienced at how people get wrecked. Alan Dershowitz says, Donald Trump has much more to worry about with Cohen than with the Mueller investigation. Okay, I'm listening. I'm paying attention to that judgment. The man knows what he's talking about. Harvard Law School professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz told Breitbart News Monday that President Donald Trump has more to fear from the investigation of his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, than the Robert Mueller-led operation. And Dershowitz said this. About 2 months ago, I said and wrote that Trump doesn't have anything to worry about on the Mueller investigation. There's no evidence of collusion that I've seen. Obstruction of justice can't be, in my view, directed against the president for simply exercising his constitutional authority, and that is to fire James Comey. Dershowitz recalled the Ken Starr-led three-year investigation of Bill Clinton. Dershowitz said, I always thought that the New York potential was greater, or the investigation of his business and his private life would be raising more questions. And then he says, now, I have no reason to believe Donald Trump has ever done anything wrong in his business life. I don't want to presume that. I believe strongly in the presumption of innocence. But if he did, there would be no constitutional protection like there would be under Article 2 for obstruction of justice or collusion or any of the other things that relate to his authority as either president-elect or president of the United States. That's a real important distinction that Dershowitz just made. So if this attack dog criminal, Mueller, is allowed by the fellow criminal Rodney the Rat Rosenstein to start prosecuting Donald Trump for things in his life prior to being president, things in his business life, he has no protections. Dershowitz recommended that Attorney General Jeff Sessions withdraw his refusal, and that's where we started the show. Unfortunately, we run out of time here in a brief hour together. We'll have to end it right there. Tom, I'll give you a rain check and see you all again tomorrow night here when we catch up on the next 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon. See you then.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.